RTE Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. For more, log on to kia.com.
It's 25 to 8. Des is here with the sports news.
Yeah, morning, Audrey. We're going to start with news of the World Snooker Final last night, and Ronnie O'Sullivan claimed his seventh world title with an 18-13 win over Judd Trump. And so Ronnie equals Stephen Hendry's record in the modern era of seven titles. O'Sullivan, who's 46, becomes the oldest world champion in Crucible history. Now, Trump won six of the afternoon's eight frames to battle back in the match to 14-11. But O'Sullivan sealed his victory and the £500,000 prize money as he took four of the evening's six frames.
And here he is! Ronnie, you've done it. Seven world titles, and that really is magnificent! Why does it mean so much this moment?
Pardon?
Why does it mean so much this moment?
Because, as far as I'm concerned, this fella is already an all-time great, the way he plays the game. Just plays such dynamic snooker, and to put up with that pressure for 2 days, even when he's not playing well, you think he's just going to spark into action, so you're kind of having to be on your guard at all times. And I never felt relaxed. Well, I tried to be as relaxed as I could, but, you know, it was just that's probably my greatest result I've ever had, to be honest with you, against someone like that.
It's quite an achievement. He's had his demons, as he admits himself, and he's had tough times. So it's to be seven times champion is quite a record. In soccer, as a result of yesterday's decision that Russia will have no clubs in next season's UEFA competitions, St. Patrick's Athletic get a very significant boost. They will now enter the Europa Conference League in the second qualifying round rather than the first, and there's a big financial boost attached to this. Pats will be guaranteed £450,000, even if they lose in that round. If they win that round, they'll be guaranteed at least £850,000. Meanwhile, the top two sides in the First Division, Cork City and Galway United, both won again. Cork City beat Treaty United 3-0 and Galway United beat Longford Town 2-0. So Cork lead Galway by 3 points, but Galway have a game in hand. The other game saw Waterford, who played the whole second half with 10 men, beat Athlone Town 1-0, and a finish Wexford 1, Bray Wanderers 1. In the English Premier League last night, Manchester United beat Brentford 3-0. It was the biggest win of Ralf Rangnick's reign in his final home match in charge at Old Trafford. A brilliant opener from Bruno Fernandes was followed by a second half penalty from Cristiano Ronaldo and Rafael Varane's first United goal as they cruised to victory. Here's Ralf Rangnick.
Yeah, I think we were in control of the game in most parts. We had in total, I think, 65% possession of the ball, passing accuracy of more than 90%. So in possession, I think that was one of our best performances this year. Still a few gaps defensively, but I think in total this was the kind of performance we wanted to show, especially to our supporters.
So what was different tonight? How did you produce an improved performance like this in comparison with one or two of the others of late?
Well, I think that the fact that we played with Juan Mata and Nemanja Matic gave us some quality in midfield, plus Cristiano and Bruno. Bruno was also showing an improved performance, not only because he scored the goal, but also in possession. So it was not so easy for them to take the ball away from us. In the first half, we played a few too many back passes and square passes where we invited them to press. But in general, as I said, in possession, that was a good performance.
Meanwhile, Fulham clinched the English Championship title with a 7-0 home win over Luton. Alexander Mitrovic scored twice to move to 43 goals for the season. The big game tonight sees Liverpool take a 2-0 lead to Villarreal for the second leg of their Champions League semi-final. In Gaelic games, there was great drama in the Leinster under-20 hurling semi-finals yesterday. Kilkenny beat Galway by 128-127 after extra time. Wexford also won by a point. They beat Dublin 115-114. In rugby, hooker Ronan Kelleher and second rows James Ryan and Ryan Baird are all back training for Leinster and in the mix for selection ahead of Saturday's big Champions Cup quarter-final away to the English league leaders Leicester. In racing, Lafayette came from last to first to win impressively for Noel Mead at the Curragh, and the action this afternoon is in Ballinrobe, where the opening race is off at 4:50.